when I was younger and came to America. And my first Lent, I remember my friends who were Catholics kept telling me, oh, for Lent, you have to give up chocolate. And I didn't even like chocolate, but I just wanted to fit in. So I said, for Lent, I'm going to give up chocolate too. And so for many years, I just thought that for Lent, we gave up chocolate. Huh. But then when I begin my seminary formation, I finally remembered what my grandma and my grandpa tried to tell us when we were young. During Lent, we would do more work of service, more prayer, and then she would also ask us to do a half day of fasting. So Lent is not just about giving up something. It's all about picking up a good practice or good advice, a good habit that will change our lives. It is about letting go what is not of God and picking up the practices or the virtues and the things that are going to change our heart. We have these 40 days to do so. And so I'm asking you, what would you like to do or what would you like to focus on for this Lent? When we turn on the news and television, oftentimes we have these experts that come up and tell us what they think, but yet they just commentate most of the time, right? So I wonder, when was the last time you heard or seen an expert on prayer, an expert on Christianity on TV? We have experts on security field, financial field, economic fields. We have experts on cyber security, experts in everything else. But our society doesn't seem to care much for expertise on spirituality. So this Lent, the church is inviting you to be expert of Christian spirituality through prayer, through fasting, and almsgiving. So what we have prayed in the secret of our heart, in our personal and communal relationship with Jesus Christ through the Mass, through the sacraments, we might put them out through our almsgiving by the service of other people. And through our almsgiving, it also reminds us of our spiritual and our personal hunger for God, so that when we fast, when we give up something that is intimate to us, it's not just, we're moping every single minute of it, but it's something that I can unite myself with God. Ever since I came out to the three parish, I have been giving up meat for Lent. And you can tell from my figurines that I like meat. I like these proteins. So every year I find this 40 days of Lent to be very liberating, also challenging, because it challenges me to go beyond my usual routine so that when I face my inconveniences, my challenges, the things that I'm so used to, I can offer those moments with God in prayer for you, the people that have been entrusted to me, as well as praying for my own salvation and my own sanctification. So therefore, I would invite you to do the same, whatever God is inviting you at this moment, through prayer, through fasting, through almsgiving, to find ways to get closer to Him, united with Him, so that after this 40 days, we can truly say, Lord, I have learned what it means to die for you, so that I can have more space, more time, and more of myself for you. Lord Jesus Christ, help me in my unbelief, and help me to always turn to you.